joining the show now. We're switching gears to the big story, the other big story of the day yesterday. And, of course, he covers the Cougs for KSLSports.com. He was all over this story yesterday. BYU hiring a new head basketball coach, Kevin Young, coming from the Phoenix Suns staff. Mitch is with us now. What's going on, Mitch?
Hey, guys. Happy to be on with you.
Mitch, I was flabbergasted by this hire. I mean, this is beyond hitting it out of the park. This was the best case scenario. In fact, if I had heard Kevin Young was interested in the job, I might have replaced Mark Pope after putting together a tournament run last year at BYU. At what point did Kevin Young become the primary name for BYU, and how did this happen? How did they land the next great coach in basketball, was what he was expected to be at any level?
It is a pretty remarkable hire on that front, and I think that, you know, once Kevin Young was no longer, exploring NBA opportunities, and he expressed his desire to be at BYU, and then it was on. You know, BYU did want him from the beginning. The issue, again, was just like what you noted. I mean, he was going to be the next, big thing in basketball, and I just think that helped BYU's, they already had a previous relationship with him from the coaching search in 2019, and they made him a priority. And, it's been reported about, Ryan Smith and Danny Ainge, Ryan Smith's involvement. Brian Smith, he is a BYU basketball guy. I mean, I noted on my Cougar Tracks podcast yesterday how, he'd show up to games against, Southeast Louisiana, along with the Baylor games, but he'd be at obscure games. Like, he's in on BYU basketball. And to get someone like Kevin Young, who, it'll be fascinating to see, how he constructs and builds a roster in the college basketball game. But it just feels like that is a brilliant basketball mind to go and try to, put together schemes against Bill Self and Scott Drew. And I like the chance of BYU competing still in the Big 12. Still going to be, I think you got to readjust your expectations for next year. But Kevin Young, at this juncture of this, getting this guy compared to what the pool of candidates was, what a home run for Tom Homo and that administration.
Do we know how and why the contract was made public?
That is fascinating. I'll give Matt Norlander from CBS Sports credit. I mean, that is kind of like a holy grail of scoops in the BYU world.
That's getting the white whale. I couldn't believe it.
I was floored myself because that's the stuff that lives in BYU lore. That's a great question. I wish I had more insight on that because, it could be his agent. It could be, they just don't understand the BYU nuances. Like, yeah, I'm going to give this info to the reporter. I wish I had more insight there because, yeah, that was jaw-dropping. And I think that also helps the cause that because BYU's background of notoriously in the past doing more with less and being cheap, let's call it what it is, putting that number out there really resets, I think, fans' belief. And I think that's what the Kevin Young hire is that, who knows how he will truly, what level of success he will have at BYU, because you still have to have a program where you're going to tell guys you can't do things a lot of college students can. And that's going to give you an instant filter on the recruiting trail. But, if those that salary is accurate, I think if you're a BYU fan, you look at it and go, wow, they're actually wanting to compete. They actually want to go try and chase a Big 12 title instead of, thinking like, hey, we're going to do the BYU way, continue to do what we do. And, it's going to still put us in a spot to contend with Kansas and contend with Baylor. And it's like, we all know that's not going to be the case. So it sends a message that, hey, BYU fans, donate to these collectives, donate to this, because that money will be well spent and we will be chasing, championships. And that's what you got to kind of do from a narrative standpoint. And I think if those, that salary is accurate, I mean, I'm still trying to work to get confirmation on that. But if that's the case, I mean, I think it's a real narrative shifter for BYU.
So, Mitch, I don't know if you know this, Kevin Young has another job. He works in the NBA and they're about to start a playoff series this weekend. Mm-hmm. What does he do? He's not leaving the Suns. How does he put a staff together? How do they start recruiting? How do they hit the transfer portal while he's still doing his other job?
A lot of, recruiting in basketball these days in college basketball is, it's no longer about, you know, whining and dining the player and the parents and saying, hey, here's the academic hall where you're going to spend for 4 years. No, it's about, you know, this is the depth chart. This is how you're going to fit. Yes, there is this honor code that you have to adhere to at BYU. It's real. But it's more about kind of talking in ways like you would an NBA pitch in a way, you know, to an agent, free agent, like where you're just be talking about fit and maybe conducting a lot of interviews on Zoom. It can be done. And I think it can be juggled. But, I mean, it's going to be – it's going to be critical for him to get his assistant coaches in place to really help identify – you know, where BYU goes, the direction of building this roster. They have six scholarships available. But, I mean, if the Suns do make a run and, you know, get out of the first round with the T-Wolves, I think there's, you know, he can still juggle this. And I think he'll be okay. I mean, he's going to arrive in town from Phoenix today, sometime this afternoon, and then he'll be back in Phoenix by tomorrow morning. So, you know, it'll be probably hectic for him and his family, but it can be done with, because, again, recruiting, now it's in a dead period with signing day today. Transfer portal recruiting is primarily on Zoom. I think it can be managed.
Mitch, do you have any idea what direction he's going to head with his staff?
You know, that's going to be the interesting piece that to find out, like, does he get the full autonomy to, you know, because he's going to, you know, what direction does he want to go? Does he want to go with guys that have NBA backgrounds? Kind of, does he want to go with names that we're familiar with here in the Utah college basketball scene? That'll be, you know, something to kind of learn and pick his brain on that, because I feel like, you know, he's got to have some guys that know college basketball recruiting extensively and just kind of the nuts and bolts of how BYU recruits and having, you know, strong relationships with AAU and in-state, you know, high school recruits here and the coaches here in the state. I think that could help the cause. So I got to imagine, you know, with that as staff, but he's going to be, the thing is, he's going to have the resources and the support to get what he needs done. And I think that's something that gives you hope where BYU can, you know, put together some really good coaches to assemble with. Like, it's always been the case in the past with BYU is, well, they got a good head coach, but you know, they got a pretty light budget for the support staff, so they got to go hire a guy that maybe wasn't even working in the profession last year, and then they go hire. You know, it's just that BYU's just done things so different, and this just feels like a kind of how basketball and college sports operate at a high level. So, but yeah, I think that'll be interesting to see what direction he does go. It's still time. Well, he's got to act fast, though, and get that thing put together.
I'm not trying to pit these two against each other, but I think we tend to do this, which is, one of my thoughts was, oh, is BYU a basketball school now? Like, how does this impact the rest of sports, certainly football, the investment that they're making in Kevin Young versus what they can do on the football side?
It's a fair point because, you know, BYU football has always been the marquee, you know, sport at BYU. And it still is from an interest and, you know, ticket sales and whatnot and revenue. But it's a fascinating dynamic when you have two men that are, you know, supporters from afar, but very close to it, Ryan Smith and Danny Ainge, who love basketball. Clearly, I mean, you guys know as well as anyone, like their passion for it, and they like to see BYU, you know, win at a high level. And when this salary is accurate, you know, Kalani Sitake, if he turns around with BYU football, and he's not in a place right now to be, not necessarily complaining about what his salary is and whatnot, but if he turns it around and has a successful year and gets BYU back on track, if you're Kalani, you're like, oh, I need $5 million. I need something pretty big. And because we've seen in the past, I remember, you know, what was it, Utah, when those years when Larry Kraskowiak got that big extension and Witt was like, we're building this thing up in football, and they're kind of going through their transition to the Pac-12, it can cause a little bit of a rift. And you saw Kalani go to Oregon State, and then he ends up at BYU. He lost some of his coaches, and we saw it with Kentucky too, with Calipari and Mark Stoops in football, where there's, why is this program getting so much and this program's not? I got to imagine that's got to be interesting, and BYU better be ready to pay up for whether it's Kalani or the next football coach, whoever it ends up being, to invest at an even higher level than you're doing at basketball. But so I got to imagine that's a unique dynamic. If there's someone that won't let it phase them, it would be someone like Kalani. But definitely, if they turn around, you better be ready to pay up.
Mitch, great work yesterday. And I know the work, of course, continues, but great job being all over that story. And we appreciate you jumping on with us. Usually you're Friday. So we appreciate you bumping us up your schedule.
You bet, guys. Always happy to do it.
All right, buddy.
All right, see ya.
That's our friend Mitch Harper, covers the Cougs for KSLSports.com.